This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Now, this is not a happy story, but ever since I read it, I have not been able to get it out of my head, and I think that it does illustrate a very important point about living a happy life. And this is a story that I read in Judd Apatow's book, Sick in the Head, Conversations About Life and Comedy, which is a book that's all of his interviews with famous comedians, which he started doing when he was very, very young. So it's dozens of comedians talking to Judd Apatow. And in the interview with the legendary James L. Brooks, Judd Apatow is saying how it was very tough for him when his parents split up in 1984 when he was 13 years old. His mother moved out, which was unusual, and that made it more difficult. And Judd Apatow says about his mother, she had a bit of a mental break after the divorce. She claimed that she thought she was going to leave and come right back. And my dad immediately moved his girlfriend in. Right before she died, she told me, I always thought I was going to come right back. I always thought it was going to be a couple of weeks. And I think it's a good reminder that we have to be very careful not to assume that we can predict how other people react, especially to big dramatic gestures. We may have to deal with consequences that we didn't predict. In the show notes, I'll put a link to the book Sick in the Head in case you want to check it out yourself. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.